9. Come in, come in. This is an extract from the novel What is the What? By Dave Eggers. It is a fictional autobiography of Valentino Achak Deng. Because of political violence, he was forced at age 7 to leave his village in Sudan with thousands of other children, also known as lost boys. When he is a young adult, Valentino ends up in the United States. In this excerpt, he goes to the home of Phil, his American sponsor.
We parked the car on the street and walked up the footpath. The house was enormous. It was the size of a home reserved for the most exalted dignitaries of Sudan, ministers and ambassadors. The lawn was lush and green, the hedges trimmed into cubes and orbs. We rang the bell. The door opened, and I saw the shock on their faces. It was Phil and Stacy, each holding one of the twins. "Hey," Stacy said. She was petite and blonde, her voice clear but uncertain. She looked to Phil as if he had neglected to tell her there would be 4 Sudanese for dinner, not 1. Come in," Phil said. And we did. They closed the door behind us. "I hope barbecue is okay with you guys," Stacy said. I turned to Acha Acha to give him a look that would urge him to leave, but he was too busy marveling at the house. It was obvious that Acha Acha and Payol and Do had already forgotten about whatever meeting they had planned. They were staying for dinner. Inside, the house was more impressive than from the exterior. The ceiling seemed 30 feet high. There was a light-filled living room and a staircase that wound to the right and to the upstairs rooms, with a balcony overlooking the living room. The bookshelves looked high up the walls, and there was a gigantic television in the corner, embedded into the shelving. Everything was white and yellow. It was a bright and happy place, full of air. On a peninsula of marble extending from the kitchen, there was a silver bowl, shimmering and full of fresh fruit. We walked to the back porch, where Phil inspected the grill, on which 6 hamburgers were laid, darkening. I tried to smile at the babies, but they were not immediately smitten with me. They looked at me with my eggplant skin, my oddly shaped teeth, and they wailed. "It's okay," Phil said. "They cry around everyone they meet." "You've had hamburgers before?" Phil asked us all. Acha Acha and I had eaten at restaurants before and had had hamburgers in our time in Atlanta. "Yes, yes," I answered. "And you know what's inside an hamburger?" "Yes, of course," Acha Acha said. "Ham." It sounds like an easy joke, as do so many of our mistakes, the many holes in our understanding, and they were often funny to Americans. We did not know how the air conditioning worked when we first moved into our apartment. We didn't know we could turn it off. For a week we slept with all our clothes on, covered in blankets and towels, every linen we owned. We told this story to Phil and Stacy, and they liked it very much. Then Acha Acha told him the story of the tampon box. There was a different pair of lost boys who had recently been taken shopping for the first time at an enormous grocery store. They had $50 to spend and had no idea where to start. Along the way, they had picked out a very special box and put it in their cart. The sponsor, a woman in her 50s, smiled and tried to explain what was in the box, which was, in fact, tampons. "For women," she said, not knowing what they knew about women's anatomy and cycles. They knew nothing. She thought she had accomplished her task, only to find that the men wanted the package anyway. "It is beautiful," they said, and they bought it, took it home and displayed it on their coffee table for months. We tried to be polite about our eating, but there were many new foods on the maize table, and we could not know what was a danger and what was not. The salad seemed different than the salad we had eaten before, and Acha Acha would not touch his. The vegetables looked familiar, but had not been cooked, and Acha Acha and I preferred ours cooked. All fresh vegetables and fruits were problematic for us. We had not been fed such things in our 10 years in Kakuma. I drank the milk placed before me. It was my first ever glass of Western-style milk, and it caused a good deal of problems for me in the ensuing hours. I did not know then that I had become lactose intolerant. I was at war with my stomach for my first year in America.